Hello, your readers on this part of Chatterbox are Jane Pratt
and Robin Quine.
As usual, we have a mix of news, features and information desk. Our features this week will both take us back in time. The first takes us to the Israeli-Egyptian border. The second stays firmly in Norfolk. But first, here's information desk.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Eileen Wilby and Mr. Smith, for the stamps. We will give them to the NNEB to add to their collection. Also, thank you very much, Mrs. Bessie Bremner, for your kind donation.
We received a letter from listener Ivan Mortimer and would like to share his comments with you. His letter reads, "Hi to you all. I was very interested in the article in the Norfolk Magazine about brush making in the area. I don't know if you were aware, but brushes used to be made at what was the workshops for the blind when it was in Magdalen Street. My father, who was totally blind, made brushes there for many years, as did many others, until the department was closed in the late 1970s. It was a nervy experience watching them dipping the bunch of bristles in the bubbling hot pitch. Burns were a regular hazard of the job, as were splashes of the pitch on closing. Thank you, Ivan. Very interesting. If any other listeners have comments about articles that we record and send out, we would love to hear from you."
One of our listeners, Mervyn Ivany, has asked us to make you aware of another facility for visually impaired people in Norwich. The Broadland Blind Club takes place on the first Thursday of each month from 2 until 4 p.m. at St Cuthbert's Church Hall in Wroxham Road, Sprowston. The club has various activities including entertainers, speakers and raffles. Refreshments are available. The club also has days out, including going out for meals. It certainly sounds good. It costs £8 per year to join. If you're interested, please call Mervyn on 01603 961 407 or Marion on 01603 408 758. The next meeting will be on Thursday, the 2nd of August.
On Sunday, the 5th of August, Mark Smith and a number of other blind and visually impaired runners are taking part in the Norwich 10-kilometre run, and they would really appreciate your support. They are raising funds for the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. Mark Smith's sponsorship page is on https://uk.virginmoneygiving.com/MarkSmith213. And Mark, thank you for your support.
All those with sight problems are welcome to come and discuss anything from local events to international affairs at one of the NNAB discussion groups. These groups meet on the first Tuesday of the month at the Bradbury Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. They start at 2 p.m. and finish at 4 p.m. The cost of a meeting is £3, and the next one to take place will be on Tuesday, the 7th of August.
The Norwich Macular Group meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre. Refreshments are available. There is often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in the treatment of macula. The next meeting takes place on the 10th of August. For further information, contact Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554. And now, on with the local news.
Some people may have enjoyed the heat wave, but there were many problems as a result of the extreme conditions. Shops in Norfolk sold out of fans and paddling pools. There were severe challenges to farm crops and livestock, and one farmer lost £12,000 worth of crops when his combine harvester hit a flint and caused a fire. And travel by train was uncomfortable and slowed down, as the tracks have not been designed for such high temperatures.
Stores across Norfolk are feeling the heat, with summer essentials flying off the shelves as customers vie to keep cool in the tropical temperatures. Fans and paddling pools have sold out across Norfolk, with Tesco releasing an official message to customers explaining the stock levels are currently unpredictable. Argus has sold out of its most basic range of fans across the county, with only a handful of its smallest fans still in stock in Thetford. B&M Bargains has also sold out of fans in both of its Norwich stores, with an employee saying the situation was similar further afield. The member of staff at the Riverside store confirmed they had sold out of fans, with the sister store in Mile Cross Lane selling out yesterday morning. On Tuesday morning. Morrison's Superstore at Riverside, Norwich, also confirmed that they had sold out of the appliance and said other stores were having the same difficulty. Those looking to keep cool in the garden will also struggle, with paddling pools at Argos and Poundland similarly flying off the shelves.
The heat wave, coupled with weeks without rainfall, has brought major challenges for East Anglia's farm crops and livestock. And this parched summer is the latest blow to farmers in an already difficult season, after the cold and wet start to spring delayed the planting of some crops by up to a month. As well as being hit by a damaging spate of field fires in the tinder dry conditions, there are also concerns for the yields of wheat and barley crops. Other growers have reported peas wilting in the field, onions down 25% in size and quantity, and the high temperatures stunting the growth of carrots, sparking fears of shortages which could push up prices at the shops. Elsewhere, reservoirs used to irrigate crops like potatoes are running low, and grass on grazing pastures is becoming scorched and brown, which is bad news for livestock and dairy farmers who are starting to dip into animal feed supplies usually reserved for the winter months.
A farmer who lost crops worth up to £12,000 when his combine harvester sparked a field fire said he was powerless to prevent the blaze, one of a growing number in Norfolk's tinder-dry conditions. Michael Keeler of Sharp's Hall Farm in Horsford said more than 23 acres of barley were destroyed after the rotating header of his combine harvester struck a flint in the ground, sparking the crops into flames on Thursday. It was just one of a continuing spate of fires during the ongoing heat wave, which saw Norfolk firefighters dealing with 163 incidents at the weekend, with 37 in open areas, including 6 in Mousehold Heath. In Suffolk, the numbers were 141 and 71 respectively. Mr. Keeler said the fire at his farm broke out despite him taking precautions, including equipping all his vehicles with extinguishers and following fire service advice to raise the header of his machinery to prevent flint sparks. "We couldn't do any more," he said. "My son-in-law was driving the tractor and trailer behind me. He saw the smoke from the other side of the field, and he took the fire extinguisher off the combine and drove across the crop to get there, but he couldn't do anything. It just got out of hand so quickly. That is the frightening thing about it." Mr. Keeler said 70 tons of barley was destroyed, with the value of the straw bringing his insurance claim to between £10,000 and £12,000. David Ashworth, Norfolk's chief fire officer, said with the summer holidays, historically there's a time when we see an increase in deliberately started fires. "That puts my crews at risk, and puts other people at risk at a time when there is a significant influx of visitors coming into the county.
Being stuck on a hot train or bus might not be the perfect way to spend a summer's day, but for many it is a necessity, even when the weather is causing problems. Greater Anglia warned customers this week that high temperatures would lead to speed restrictions, with at least one service already cancelled due to the limits. They advise people to keep a bottle of water with them while travelling. Rails in the UK are stressed to 27 degrees Celsius, they said, and while they can take fluctuations, when the air temperature reaches 30 degrees Celsius, the rail temperatures can be 20 degrees higher. It can see the steel rails expand, causing signalling problems. Rails in Europe, while still faced with the same issues, are stressed to withstand much higher temperatures. First Bus said they had not experienced any heat-related problems, but advised passengers to keep hydrated and open windows on the buses to let air pass through.
And our second feature is about a holiday walk, read by Trevor Wood.